NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tonight, two wireless giants delaying the launch of 5G near some airports after a dire warning. AT&T and Verizon agreeing to temporarily limit 5G near some airports when they turn the service on at midnight. It comes after airlines warned 5G could interfere with flight equipment and cause catastrophic disruptions. The FAA under fire, what the cell phone carriers say the agency failed to do. Also tonight, the White House's free test website going live a day early. How to get your test kits at no cost. It comes amid dire new Omicron projections, as many as 300,000 more deaths by mid-March. Just in, new subpoenas for Trump allies from the January 6th committee, including Rudy Giuliani. The showdown on Capitol Hill, the Senate debating voting rights bills, but is there a path forward? New questions in the Texas synagogue standoff. What did British authorities know about the gunman? And news on his two sons questioned in the UK. The White House warning Russia could now invade Ukraine at any point. Richard Engel, Inside Ukraine Tonight. Our exclusive after our reporting on young people dying after obtaining deadly pills through Snapchat, the platform's head of safety on how Snapchat is cracking down.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
Good evening. It appears tonight the cell phone companies have blinked in their showdown with the airlines. Verizon and AT&T now say they will voluntarily delay rolling out their new faster 5G cell service around runways at some airports tomorrow, amid a debate over whether 5G signals could interfere with critical cockpit technology that pilots rely on to land planes in low clouds and fog. 5G service will, however, still roll out elsewhere overnight. The cell giants insisting 5G is not a threat to aviation, but the FAA and the nation's airlines aren't convinced. They have warned of massive flight disruptions if pilots were unable to fly certain landing approaches because of 5G interference. Today, some overseas airlines proactively suspending flights to the U.S. over all this. Tom Costello now with late details.
With the clock ticking down to the nationwide 5G rollout at midnight, today a last-minute deal to avoid an airline crisis. AT&T and Verizon both say they will temporarily limit or delay turning on 5G cell towers that are close to certain airports. The announcement comes after 10 airline CEOs urged the White House to intervene, warning of catastrophic disruptions affecting hundreds of thousands of airline passengers if a two-mile buffer zone isn't created around airport 5G sites. President Biden today applauded the agreement, coming after years of political infighting involving the FCC, FAA, the airlines, the Trump and Biden administrations, and competing agendas. The concern, the new fifth generation of cell service called 5G operates on a radio spectrum that could bleed over and interfere with a plane's radar altimeter. Those altimeters bounce a signal off the ground to give pilots their precise distance to the ground.
50, 40.
Critical for landing in poor visibility. Warning of potential interference, the FAA had told pilots they would not be able to use altimeters at more than 80 airports near 5G sites, including large airport hubs in Houston, Dallas, LA, New York, Chicago, and Seattle. The airlines warned that would lead to massive delays, diversions, and cancellations as soon as Wednesday.
The FAA has to go airport by airport, runway by runway, and do an analysis to clear these runways at airports so that we can safely fly.
But the cell phone industry, which already delayed the rollout twice, insists 5G is safe. AT&T today took aim at the FAA, saying, "We are frustrated by the FAA's inability to do what nearly 40 countries have done, which is to safely deploy 5G technology without disrupting aviation services."
The bottom line is we've got to get this done safely. And right now, every indication is it's not been tested, and it is not safe for a full rollout.
Tom, you have been reporting on this story now for weeks. This has a real kicking the can down the road feel. How does this get resolved?
Well, we don't really know. It could take weeks, could take months. The bottom line, the FAA has to look at every single plane and determine whether its altimeter could be vulnerable to 5G. It's already cleared 45% of the fleet in the U.S., 55% not cleared. This could take some time, Lester.
All right, Tom Costello for us tonight. Thank you. We want to turn out of the pandemic and the mixed signals tonight as infections drop off in parts of the Northeast but explode in the West. Cases up just 23% in New York and New Jersey over the last 2 weeks, and actually decreasing by 43% in Washington, D.C. But in California, they're 316% higher, up 247% in Oregon, and almost as much in Arizona. Cases among children spiking dramatically as well, almost a million infections reported in the last week. And as the U.S. averages 2,000 deaths a day, a new model is forecasting 58 to 305,000 new deaths by mid-March. All of this comes as Americans can now order those rapid at-home test kits from the government. Here's Jolene Kent.
One day earlier than expected, the federal government's website for free COVID tests has gone live. In a soft launch, the White House began taking orders for up to 4 tests per household.
We're very pleased with the website so far.
The website officially launches tomorrow after a year of long waits and rapid tests, often nowhere to be found, despite President Biden's promise last year.
The bottom line, this winter, you'll be able to test for free in the comfort of your home and have some peace of mind.
Still today, many pharmacies and major retailers are out of stock, leaving families like the Preddy Heffernans frustrated.
Look, you're negative.
Like so many, Cons Preddy says finding rapid tests to get her kids back in school has been nearly impossible.
I felt desperate, so I posted it on Instagram, and that was the only way that we had to actually get a couple more tests. We had friends shipping us tests from Vermont overnight.
The Biden administration says tests will ship within 7 to 12 days, landing at your door at the end of this month. Best case scenario.
What would be the grade you would give the Biden administration on tests?
Right now, the grade I would give is a C.
Epidemiologist Abigail Echohawk is the executive vice president of the Seattle Indian Health Board.
When they are focused simply on using the internet, we're going to see that those in rural America, those on Native reservations, are not going to get the same access to information, and that will continue to drive the inequity of the impact of COVID-19.
The White House has promised 500 million free tests via the website and says it'll add a phone number to order soon.
We're just really trying to catch up.
In Seattle, rapid test manufacturer InBios wants to produce 5 to 10 million tests per week to help meet demand.
Biggest challenge in terms of the home tests in particular is labor shortage as well as paper products. So we have the tests, but we can't ship it if we don't have the product insert, the instructions for use, as well as the box to put it in.
For parents like Preti, only a negative test can get the kids back in the classroom.
What's your message to families who feel so frustrated? They haven't been able to get tests sooner.
Yeah, I mean, we see that there's been enormous demand, and we are trying to keep up with that demand.
As families hope, the White House will deliver. Jolene Kent, NBC News.
Facing a COVID surge, soaring inflation, and a plummeting approval rating, President Biden is trying for a reboot tonight as he enters his second year in office, all as he braces for defeat on Democrats' voting legislation. Here's Kelly O'Donnell.
On the cusp of year two, after failing to convince his own party to pass key parts of his agenda, with poll numbers down, President Biden is ready for his own White House reset.
There's a lot of talk about disappointments and things we haven't gotten done.
NBC News has learned one shift in strategy will tone down the legislator-in-chief persona built on President Biden's 36 years in the Senate. That means less public focus on his role in deal-making negotiations.
I'm just not going to get into private discussions or conversations with any members of the Senate from here. I know that's maybe a change.
Instead, the goal is to find ways for the president to engage more personally with the American people.
So, let me speak to you directly.
Advisors would like to highlight strengths they see, like empathy, but have not decided how best to achieve that. Tonight, the president is braced for another setback as the Senate debates Democrats' voting rights legislation.
No one denies the path ahead is an uphill struggle.
Democrats argue they are defending democracy against restrictive state election measures they say would suppress the vote. But there is no path, as two Democrats refuse to back rules changes that would allow Democrats to act alone. Republicans call it a power grab.
Senate Democrats want to mar their own legacies with a reckless procedural vote they know will fail.
Meantime, Kelly, we're also learning about four new subpoenas issued by the January 6th committee. What can you tell us?
That's right. The committee issued those subpoenas tonight for records and testimony from four more Trump insiders, including attorneys Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Jenna Ellis, and aide Boris Epstein. The committee wants to know about strategy memos they wrote and conversations they had with President Trump about efforts to delay certification of the election results. Lester?
Kelly O'Donnell, thank you. Now to the investigation into that hostage situation at the synagogue outside Dallas. Tonight, we're learning more about the gunman and what he was doing in the days leading up to the incident. Morgan Chesky now with late details.
Tonight, a new image appears to show Malik Faisal Akram arriving at Our Calling, a Dallas outreach center, at 10:01 p.m. on January 2nd.
He fit into the regular crowd just like any one of us would.
Pastor Wayne Walker, CEO of the center, says Akram was dropped off by a man he appeared to know.
Wasn't just a high five. It was an embrace. Just looked like they had a long time connection.
Tonight, NBC News has learned Akram paid for his own flight from the UK to New York. He stayed in Queens for 2 days before asking his family for money to get to Texas, where he told them he was hoping to find a bride, according to law enforcement sources. It was in Texas, the sources believe, Akram purchased the gun on the streets in the Dallas area. It was a stolen weapon. In Akram's native UK, a security source confirms he was the subject of a low-level investigation in 2020 by the British intelligence agency MI5, looking into possible ties to Islamic terrorism. The case was closed because it didn't meet the threshold for further investigation. Today, one of the hostages shared more of Saturday's terrifying ordeal.
He said frequently he didn't want to hurt us, and that allowed us to concentrate on what was important.
Like getting out. So when the rabbi threw a chair, everyone was ready to run. Exactly as they had been trained to do in courses for active shooters. After several recent deadly incidents at synagogues, Michael Masters says his group trained 17,000 people just last year.
We teach them to commit to action, how to recognize danger, how to respond to it, and be proactive. And that's exactly what we saw these hostages do.
And tonight, British authorities say Akram's two teenage sons that were detained for questioning have now been released and they won't face charges. Lester.
All right, Morgan Chesky, thank you for that. In 60 seconds, the White House warning that Russia could invade Ukraine at any moment. Richard Engel is there.
The UN Refugee Agency, or UNHCR, responds to emergencies and provides long-term solutions for refugees. They provide aid in over 130 countries, including Ukraine, Syria, Afghanistan, and Sudan, where people are forced to flee from war and persecution at their greatest moment of need. UNHCR helps and protects refugees by providing food, shelter, medical care, and other life-saving essentials. The agency jumpstarts relief in three key ways. They transport core relief items stored in even the most remote areas of the world. They deploy expert emergency staff trained to help in crisis situations. And they transfer funds directly to support the emergency. Because of generous supporters and donors, UNHCR can scale up its response within 72 hours of a large-scale emergency. Your support helps provide life-saving aid for refugees whenever and wherever emergencies occur. Donate to USA for UNHCR by visiting unrefugees.org/donation.
Just in, dramatic body cam from a deadly explosion and apartment fire in New York today. An officer running up to the inferno after the building partially collapsed. Officers pulling debris off a woman and carrying her to safety. At least one person died. Eight others were injured. Now to the stark warning from the White House today that Russia could invade Ukraine at any moment. Richard Engel is inside Ukraine.
While Russia denies it wants war, it does want the world to know it has its sights set on Ukraine. New videos show Russian troops preparing for battle near the Ukrainian border. as fresh columns of Russian tanks arrive in neighboring Belarus, which has said it will follow Russia's lead, whatever happens. Russia has positioned about 100,000 troops that could invade Ukraine from the north, east, and south. A bipartisan delegation of American senators visited Kiev yesterday with a message for Vladimir Putin, who insists it's Russia that's threatened by decades of NATO expansion.
Our message is there will be consequences if he chooses to violate the sanctity of this democracy.
Diplomacy is in high gear. Before Secretary of State Anthony Blinken arrives in Kiev tomorrow, the head of NATO warning war is a real possibility.
The risk of a conflict is real. NATO allies call on Russia to de-escalate, and any further aggression will come with a high cost for Moscow.
Secretary Blinken is due to meet Ukraine's president tomorrow and Russia's foreign minister on Friday. Russia denies reports it has already begun to thin out its embassy here, which could be an ominous sign or just more messaging from President Putin. Lester.
Richard Engel in Ukraine tonight. Richard, thanks. Up next, a drug dealers, in fact, selling deadly pills on social media are exclusive. We ask if Snapchat is doing enough to fight it. Now to our exclusive. We have reported on the alarming number of counterfeit pills young people are getting on social media. Now, for the first time, a Snapchat executive faces questions from Kate Snow on their crackdown.
Snapchat knows it has a problem. Last year, the DEA seized over 20 million counterfeit pills. 4 in 10 had potentially lethal doses of fentanyl. Young people have died after connecting with a dealer on Snapchat.
What is Snapchat doing to prevent those counterfeit pills from being sold on its platform?
Kate, we are determined to make Snapchat a hostile environment for drug dealers to operate.
Jacqueline Beauchere joined Snapchat as global head of platform safety in September. Our interview followed months of back and forth after the company offered to talk to us. Beauchere says Snapchat is partnering with outside monitoring services and using new tools to detect and take down drug-related accounts.
Is that different than what you were doing a year ago?
The company made a big push and has been leaning in heavily to this issue for the last year.
Snapchat says its law enforcement operations team grew nearly tenfold in 2021.
In some instances, we're making proactive referrals to law enforcement in the hopes of prompting an investigation.
Why not in all cases?
Well, I think we could all agree that that's probably not practical and not realistic on either end. We're packaging up those that show promise in terms of a potential investigation.
How do you sleep at night knowing that children are losing their lives because they're using your app?
Jaime Puerta's son Daniel was a high school junior when he died in April 2020.
I was holding his hand when he took his last breath. Horrible.
Puerta believes Daniel thought he was buying a legitimate painkiller through Snapchat, but the half pill he took was a counterfeit containing fentanyl. Puerta says law enforcement told him it took months to get answers out of Snapchat.
Do you still know families who are waiting for answers?
Oh, yeah.
Snapchat says it's responding more quickly now to legal requests from law enforcement, reducing the wait time from months to a matter of weeks. When a user tries to search for drugs on Snapchat, they're shown content about the dangers.
Some of the families have said to us that they wish that Snapchat would apologize. Will you apologize?
For the families, we're heartbroken. Their pain is unimaginable. Their devastation incomprehensible, and our hearts go out to them. It's those stories that drive us to continuously improve. The steps that we've taken as a company can't reverse the tragedies that they've experienced. But again, we all have the same goal, and that's to keep young people, and indeed all people, safe on our platform.
Does that sound like an apology? they're never going to apologize. An apology would be admitting that they are culpable.
Snapchat says it has previously apologized to families in person and in writing. After our interview, they sent a statement which reads in part, "We are deeply sorry for your loss and know we can't imagine the immense grief you have experienced."
Our goal of ridding Snapchat of drug dealers and drug content isn't going to be achieved overnight. Meaningful progress takes time.
In that time, people have died.
And again, the best way to prevent more tragic deaths is to aggressively raise public awareness about these lethal poisonings.
Awareness that is growing. Kate Snow, NBC News.
And that's Nightly News. Thank you for watching, everyone. I'm Lester Holt. Please take care of yourself and each other. Good night.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.